you mess with the wrong man, motherfucker.
Who is this? What's going on?
He's got some friends that don't like that shit, you know what I'm saying? Now you try to take away my homeboy's dreams. Now you're the one with the nightmares. You want to find out who really got the power? Bring your punk ass to the tower.
Missing who? way, would you like to watch our movie, The Story of Beer?
God, would I?
We'll be right back. Slanja.
Cranberry juice?
It's a natural diuretic. My girlfriend drinks it when she's got her period. What, do you got your period?
Do you know me?
No. No.
Well, I'm the guy that tells you there are guys you can hit, and there's guys you can't. Now, that's not quite a guy you can't hit, but it's almost a guy you can't hit. So I'm gonna make a fucking ruling on this right now. You don't fucking hit him. You understand?
Yeah, excellent. Fine. Fine, fine.
I fucking know you. I know your family. You make one more drug deal with that idiot fucking cop magnet of a cousin of yours, and I'll forget your grandmother was so nice to me. I'll cut your fucking nuts off. You understand that?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
What are you drinking?
A cranberry juice.
What is it, your period? Get him a cranberry juice. Hey, fuckhead, it's Jackie's nephew.
What?
Oh, fucking what? Get the fuck out of here.
I was just kicking down the street, and the sun was in my eyes, so I couldn't see the truck that was 60 times my size, and just seconds off from splattering me. Let me tell you, I was so scared I couldn't move, like my boots were full of glue, and I felt a little tugging, and I thought of good old Blue, and he pulled me from that catastrophe.
I was curious to see what kind of a man you were. I thought there might even be a place for you with Spectre.
Well, I'm flattered. I prefer the revenge department. Of course, my first job would be finding the man who killed Strangways and Quarrel.
Unfortunately, I misjudged you. You are just a stupid policeman.
All along the road of life I roam, looking for a place to call my home. Not a fancy mansion nor a bungalow for me, but everywhere I go I seem to find hanging on the door the same old sign. And my heart beats slower when I read on the door, no vacancy, no vacancy, no vacancy. All along the line, it's the same old sign waiting for me. No vacancy, no vacancy. And my heart beats slower when I read on the door, no vacancy. Not so long ago when the bullet screamed, many was the happy dream I dreamed of a little nest where I could rest when the world was free. Now the mighty war over there is won, troubles and trials have just begun. Facing that terrible enemy sign, no vacancy, no vacancy, no vacancy. All along the line, it's the same old sign waiting for me. No vacancy, no vacancy. And my heart beats slower when I read on the door, no vacancy. Brother, if you live the life of ease, better take a moment on your knees and thank the Lord above for all his love, then think about me. Living in a world of greed and hate, hoping every day that the hand of fate will remove that sign that's hanging on the door. No vacancy, no vacancy, no vacancy. All along the line, it's the same old sign waiting for me. No vacancy, no vacancy. And my heart beats slower when I read on the door, no vacancy. Thank you.
Tina? Tina?
My mom. He got my mom.
Who?
I killed him. Jason's dead.
Okay, okay. Shh. All right.
You are nuts!
Shut up, Melissa.
I don't believe you. You people give me the creeps.
Hey, where do you think you're going?
I'm going back to bed. You wanna come?
Look, Melissa, just stay here with us.
It's not my style.
Don't go out there!
Fuck you. No, fuck you both!
We'll be right back. wait for us. I say we make him wait a little longer.
Gods!
To watch your city burn.
Please. The children. Spare the innocents.
Nobody's innocent. Nobody.
Still no word on the whereabouts of your son's fiance. Sorry, John.
It's all my fault. I drove Spider-Man away.
He was the only one who could have stopped Octavius.
Yes. Spider-Man was a hero. I just couldn't see it. He was a thief! A criminal! He stole my suit! He's a menace to the entire city! I want that wall-crawling arachnid prosecuted! I want him strung up by his web! I want Spider-Man!
Oh, she'll be just fine. Let's talk. Train to catch.
Know this feeling ain't
There goes my heart. They're gone forever. So far apart. But only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely.
Watching every motion in my foolish love.
As you know, I'm quite keen on comic books. Especially the ones about superheroes. I find the whole mythology surrounding superheroes fascinating. Take my favorite superhero, Superman. Not a great comic book, not particularly well drawn. But the mythology. The mythology is not only great, it's unique.
How long does this shit take to go into effect?
About 2 minutes. Just long enough for me to finish my point. Now, a staple of the superhero mythology is there's the superhero and there's the alter ego. Batman is actually Bruce Wayne. Spider-Man is actually Peter Parker. When that character wakes up in the morning, he's Peter Parker. He has to put on a costume to become Spider-Man. And it is in that characteristic Superman stands alone. Superman didn't become Superman. Superman was born Superman. When Superman wakes up in the morning, he's Superman. His alter ego is Clark Kent. His outfit with the big red S. That's the blanket he was wrapped in as a baby when the Kents found him. Those are his clothes. What Kent wears, the glasses, the business suit, that's the costume. That's the costume Superman wears to blend in with us. Clark Kent is how Superman views us. And what are the characteristics of Clark Kent? He's weak. He's unsure of himself. He's a coward. Clark Kent is Superman's critique on the whole human race.
Deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.